Hey, this is The Lowdown with Lindsay Lohan. This is my chance to share with you all some amazing people, places, and things that are inspiring to me. I hope that each episode will challenge you, inspire you, and give me the chance to share more of my life with all of you. Welcome to The Lowdown. Today I have Gigi Gorgeous Getty with me, and we're getting into skincare, proposals, and we're going to dish the dirt on our favorite housewives of Miami. So get ready. So how are you? I love that we're both in black.
Good. We're both, I know, right? We're both like doing the chic thing.
I love it.
Me too.
So I want to welcome you to The Lowdown. Thank you for being here. Really excited we got it to
work
out.
Thank you for having me. Love the name of the pod, I must say. So clever.
Yes, speaking of pods, you have a new one, The Queerified, that's out. Do you want to explain to me a little bit about it?
Oh, of course. Yeah. So basically, after every single time you listen to it, our intention was that you become queerified. So every week we have somebody from the LGBTQ community or somebody that's like an icon like yourself. You should totally come on. You've been a gay icon for like ever.
Obviously, I would
love to. I've been obsessed with you. And you just basically hear from different walks of life. Like we've had so many different great stories on. We've had trans women. We've had gay people, just different walks of life. And I learned something new every single time. And I've been in the community for like fucking ever. So that's kind of saying something.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back. Because I'm new to podcasting and all, I wanted to ask you, what are some tips and tricks that you found to keep people engaged and keep the podcast fun and exciting?
I like it a lot when like I feel like I'm hanging with people when I listen. Like I want to feel like I'm just like a fly on the wall kind of vibe, or like maybe we're on FaceTime, but I'm on mute and they're just like talking like we're friends.
Okay.
So I don't know. I feel like keeping that in mind is good, but I feel like you're like such a social butterfly that's going to like come so easy to you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's always different because it's being on answering the question side. So it's new for me to be asking the questions because you also don't want to be too invasive, which is what I'm always used to dealing with. So that's become
totally
new, right? I mean, usually when you do sit down interviews, it's always being asked the most personal things about your life is what they want to get. And I don't want this podcast to be like that. I want to keep it happy and fun and really welcoming.
I love that. And I also kind of feel the same way. Like I'm used to being interviewed a lot as well, but I like to also, another tip that I should have said earlier was keeping it like conversational, not so much like bam, 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 bam interview, because I feel like, I mean, we were texting before this and you were like, oh, you've done enough of that stuff. I feel like people can like Google you and then really just ask you the same bullshit question.
Right.
Whereas you can have like a fun conversation and have, a better time listening for the listener.
Yeah. How do you deal with when you get those kind of bullshit questions? How do you feel inside when you have to answer them? Because I never really get to ask anyone that. I always have that like a certain feeling myself of, oh no, I really don't want to go there. But then you kind of go there anyway.
Yeah. Oh God. I hate that feeling so much. It's like this awkward, like, you got to dodge the question, but make it cute, not too awkward, I'm such a non-confrontational person. So like, I try to like skirt around it, but it's this like hot burning feeling that it's like, wow, this bitch really just took it there with me. Like, are they kidding me? Wow. They're very, very ballsy. But I feel like when my movie came out, my documentary on my life, I got like classically media trained, which I never really talk about. And I feel like that taught me a lot about like pivoting in a situation. Like you don't really have to answer. I think this is great advice for everyone, honestly. Like even in any situation, you don't have to answer the question that somebody asks you. I feel like in pageants, they do this a lot as well. They literally answer any question that they want. It could be like, oh, like, you wore that red dress. It was really gorgeous. Be like, I love dresses. Like, they're just so beautiful. I have this other dress, like you don't have to answer the question. You could just pivot.
I saw an interview you did in Toronto and when you were talking about your book and you were like, well, there are two things that are off limits. It's family and wedding. And when I saw you respond like that, I really admired that because it's hard to do that in that situation. It's hard to be like, okay, well, we're just not going there. We're just not doing it.
Right. Yeah. I actually remember that interview too. And crazy. You have a wedding coming up. You're engaged.
Yes.
Speaking of, yes. Oh my God, if you don't want to go there, that's totally fine. I'm like doing what we just said not to do.
Well, tell me about, because I know you had a very extravagant proposal and everything. So tell me about yours. What, I mean, were you expecting it? Did you know it was coming?
I was. So like, I don't know. I feel like I'd never really been in a relationship like the one that I'm in now. I mean, now I'm married, same, obviously, but you know, I just feel like you just fuck, you know, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, I feel like anybody that's like, will you marry me? And it's like, oh my God, we haven't talked about it. I think that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, cause
then
exactly.
It's like, you could say no. So I did know it was coming. We did talk about it, but it was definitely a surprise at the time. I did not know it was going down. For anybody that like doesn't know or is new to like my story, his name is Nat Getty. Back then, he was a she. So we kind of have a very unique transgender relationship like that. He's a trans man. I'm a trans woman. And he proposed in Paris at this like gorgeous castle. And there was like fireworks. And it was literally like a fairy tale.
There's Oh my gosh.
A video on my YouTube channel. I hate to be that. Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. No, I feel like we know that it's coming, but it's that anticipation of like when and how.
Exactly. And like, I don't know. I feel like I'm just such a girly girl. Like I just like wanted my moment like that. And he knew that. So I don't know. I feel like your partner, they just give you what you want kind of, you know? So I was just so thrilled with the way that it worked out. How did you get engaged? I'm actually not familiar with that.
It was my sister and my brother were there, and it was really just intimate and special and beautiful, which is what I wanted ultimately.
Yeah. Another thing about my engagement too is there was so many people there, like all of our friends and family.
Wow. So it wasn't like intimate. But it means something to have family there is the best part. I mean, that's what really hits you in your heart.
Exactly. And some people want that like one-on-one moment. Some people want it over dinner. You know, they want it to just them and their significant other. But we're such like an, you know, I don't know, social couple, I guess. So we're just like, bring them all.
Bring them all.
I was so happy to like, you know, like have a party after. And like, we all had dinner in the castle. And I was just like, I would literally be like calling all these people, but they're already here. So it was like, I don't know. You just have that moment.
But that's great. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorge.
So I wanted to ask you because you have gorgeous skin and I'm a big skincare freak. Like I'm obsessed with taking care of my skin, whether it's getting facials or just masks and everything. What is your skincare routine?
I mean, I'm getting sent stuff all the time. So I really don't have a set routine. But right now, as far as like brands go, I'm obsessed with Caudalie, I think is how you say it.
Yeah, Caudalie.
Caudalie. You say it so much more chic than me. I'm like, Caudalie. I love them. I love La Mer. I love, what else do I like? I mean, I really honestly should take better care of my skin. I actually, for anybody out there that has facial hair issues, that's a big thing for me. Like I am so blonde naturally. My facial hair, my body hair is all white.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Laser hair. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm the same. It's hard to do laser for that. So if
right,
I don't know if
it
you
doesn't
know,
pick up on it.
Right. I don't know if you know the little, they're like the little, the women shavers. You can do them for your eyebrows. I do them on my face.
It's like a microplaning. I do as well.
Yes. do that.
But I'm so over it because obviously I'm trans. So I had more facial hair. So I actually have to do like electrolysis, which is... It's like, if for anybody that doesn't know, like being blonde is like such a gift and having red hair is such a gift, you know? But as far as facial hair and body hair, it's like the worst. So they have to like put this like metal rod into each follicle and zap it and basically kill each single hair follicle over and over and over again.
How often do you have to do that?
I did it like probably once a month for a while and now it's like all gone. But that was a big part of my, you know, skincare because when you have unwanted hair, it just makes everything so much worse.
But yeah,
I'm very dry. So anything like very like hydrating, like have you heard of the Wellida?
No.
A little.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I haven't
used it. I love that. It's so thick and like it just makes my skin so good. What do you like?
So in the mornings, first thing I do is I put on the Peter Thomas Roth under eyes. Because my skin is very dry too, so I always need to overhydrate. I do that. I use Arcana. I don't know if you know Arcana.
Okay.
They're in LA and they're great. They have their hydration serums are really, really good and they smell great, which is I'm a big fan of. And then too. I just use a lot of, I use Aveeno. I'm like, so basic.
Aveeno?
Aveeno.
Aveeno?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Aveeno. With like the accent aigu?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. I know it.
But
oh,
I just drench in that.
Dry. Yeah. I mean, I like the, like, I heard like Hailey Bieber say it one time. It's like she likes that glazed donut effect. Like after I'm done my skincare, if I'm not like a glazed donut, like really, really shiny, I didn't do it right. Like I like to like look like
yeah,
serum
you want
out.
To be glowing and everything. You want to feel like you just had a facial every time. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turned your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like actually we are very like, I know like I look tan, like spray tan all the time, but like my dad is a redhead. All my cousins have red hair. So,
oh, so you're
I'm
fair.
Surprised that we... Yeah, I definitely have like that kind of skin. Like I don't tan, I just burn.
Yeah, same.
Kind of skin.
I get like hot pink. but I
like,
also can't spray
freckly.
Tan. But yeah, but I can't
Why?
Even spray tan because it just, it wears off funny on me. It gets all dry and weird in certain spots and my hands look orange and it just looks gross.
I know, same, but I would rather that than be pale. I just can't rock the pale look. I know that I'm thinking of this photo of you, actually. I don't know what magazine or whatever it was for, but it was this photo where I think you were like in a bathing suit or something. You were definitely like looking stunning and you had like all of these gorgeous freckles.
Was
and
that
I was
tanned?
Like, this probably, I mean, I don't know. I just remember seeing it and being like, this bitch, it's so beautiful.
Thank you.
So gorgeous.
You know, it's so funny because
freckles on.
No. When I was little, I used to hate my freckles. I was so embarrassed and ashamed of them. And I just felt like a leprechaun. And I would sneak into my mom's room and put on her foundation and just try and cover. Even though it was the wrong color, it worked for me. So I was never a fan. And then as I grew up and got older and I started to like come into my own, I started to appreciate them. And now they're fading more on my face because I've done IPL and stuff. So it fades.
Oh,
so now I'm kind of sad.
You always want what you can't have.
I
mean,
know,
look
at
me.
It's too late.
I fucking transitioned. Look at me. I'm just kidding.
No, but now you have what you want, which is good.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone curly hair wants straight hair. Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you
that's
too.
True. Whenever it's like when my hair is great and wavy, I'm like, okay, tomorrow I have to straighten it. And then when it's straight, you hate it.
Do you have you ever done like a Brazilian blowout, like a keratin treatment where it like just lays pin straight?
I
love those.
I love that because then you don't have to worry when you come out. I like a natural when you come out of the shower. It's too much for me to dry my hair all the time.
Oh my God. I know. Like I love it, but I hate it. It's like the bane of my existence.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you do your own makeup for when you're working or anything, or do you have it done?
I mean, I'm so particular, like for years I actually had my makeup done professionally, but afterwards I would always go in the mirror and like nitpick things. I would always like, you know, like get it done. But like, I would feel like Britney Spears or something. I heard like one time from my friend who does hair that he would put all these tracks in her hair and she'd go in the bathroom and take some out. And I'm like, that is literally so
mean
because I'm like, oh yeah, it looks gorgeous. And then I like take a second glance. I'm like, oh, let me just fix this really quick. So I actually like literally 99.9% of the time do my own glam.
Same.
And I feel like it's like a lost art. I feel like there's like so many like iconic girls that like, you know, I can't even think of one right now. I feel like Barbara Streisand maybe was one. She just was known for doing her own makeup. And I feel like it's such a point of therapy.
That's how I find it. It's like calming and soothing to take that moment in the day of your time to get ready. You know your face, so you know what you want to look like. You know how you want people to see you. And when you have it done, it's kind of like you're in someone else's hands and and you want to blot it off and you want to change it a bit. So I completely relate to that. We're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back. We were talking about workout regimen.
Yes. I mean, literally, I am the worst person to ask. I just eat fast food all the time. But my husband actually has been like not forcing me to work out with him, but he loves like CrossFit and all those things.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I'm like 29. I feel like maybe I should start, you know, sweating once a day.
You don't really feel it hit you, I think, until you're like 32, 33. And then
right.
You're like,
I mean, I'm already feeling it though. It's so weird. And like, I don't know, turning 30 this year in April is going to be like such a fucking moment for me because I don't know, I was like dreading it, but also it's just such a like reset, you know, like I feel like drinking is like, I feel it more working out. I see it more like if yeah. I have like really shitty meals for a week, I'm like, oh, I'm like not as tight as I used to be when,
yeah, you
I, when
start to
before
notice
I like
in different places.
Exactly. I'm like, can also, it all just go to my ass?
Yeah. No, mine, I feel like always to my face and like my stomach some weird way, which is just the worst. So it's like I have yes. to. And the only thing I like to do for working out is, which I've really gotten into, I love treadmills. I love running more inside
Me
than
too.
Outside. So I love that. And that's a good thing to like. That crunches, squats, leg lifts, and I'm good. I'm bad at lifting weights, which I need to get better at.
Oh God, I'm like so naturally muscular. If I lifted a weight, I would literally turn into like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Cardio is good though, because I feel like it just burns kind of everywhere. Like I love a treadmill moment. I love like an elliptical,
yeah.
But I feel like they say swimming is the best cardio. Have you heard that?
I have heard that, but I don't, it's not really me.
No, me neither. Imagine like going to go do some laps.
Also for
babe.
My hair, the chlorine, like I can't really get into that. I'm not going to wear a bathing cap.
Exactly. I might need like a lifeguard there to make sure I don't drown yeah. if I were to do that.
I don't know what it is about swimming. I think it's just like it just doesn't seem as exciting or as fun for me.
Yeah. I mean like doing the front crawl and like remembering to like breathe. I feel like I would yeah. just like be so struggling and it would not be graceful. It's funny I say that I don't want to swim because I was actually a competitive diver.
Yeah,
like
you
in
were
a
an
previous
athlete.
Life when I was like 15, 16, I was like literally like a water baby. I was like on my way to the Olympics in the water every single day. And now I'm like my spray tan, my hair, it'll turn it green.
Like, yeah, it changes everything, especially hair, makeup, nails, like your skin around your cuticles. If you start to really think about that stuff, especially like when you hit 30, I feel like the best thing about turning 30 is that you're like, okay, I'm official. Like I'm really an adult now. People have to look
right.
at me and treat me differently.
Yeah, I feel like it's literally giving girl to woman. Like I know yeah. I'm married and everything. I was married, like this is going to be 3 years in July, but never really felt like a woman until you say like, hi, I'm 30, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
And like,
then aging
I don't know,
doesn't really matter anymore after that.
Yeah, right. Because you've kind of already done like your 20s and then it's like just you're an adult.
Yeah. Everything else is just coasting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel too. I feel like also it's kind of like, I don't know. Did people used to dread age more? I don't know. Maybe just because I'm getting a little bit older, I'm thinking
I think
that. But
I feel
like
thing. It used to be turning 40 was like, you know,
you're dead.
You're older. You're old.
Right.
Now it's like you're just turning 40, and you still look the same. Right. And you still. I mean, that's what we see. That's what people tell us, and that's all we know, right? Like people do, they do the images. I was just talking to someone about this the other day, that. All of the images now and the memes that they do on the internet are like doing a photo of you when you were, I don't know, like in 2008. And now they do in 2022 to see how different you look or how alike you look and how much you've
exactly.
aged, which is terrifying.
It's horrible. And like all these photos like that are out there like of us, it's like, oh my God, like can we just delete? But the internet is so savage.
I know. They can find anything, and that's all the, also the scary part because once it's out there, you can't. It doesn't go away.
We know that all too well.
And also, there's so much like reality TV now that everyone watches. That I'm a big fan of reality TV, especially Housewives. I don't know what
oh,
your favorite
Velvet.
Reality.
Let's talk. Yes,
okay, which
I
is
love
your favorite?
Housewives.
Which Housewives?
Right now, I mean, I've been watching Real Housewives of Miami because I saw like Larsa Pippen is on
it. I'm so happy that you're watching that because I was just watching that this morning. I put it on. It's like, I always have it on as background noise.
Same.
Okay, perfect.
So it's funny because like my husband will want to fall asleep to like Marvel movies, but yeah. I like honestly feel like in movies, it's so cinematic that I'm just laying there like listening because it's so intriguing. But the fighting and the yelling and the music that all the house like Bravo uses, it's so like, it just goes by. So I'm just like falling asleep to it. But like there's a full cat fight on the TV. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It's like addictive.
Okay. Thoughts on Miami. Who's your fave and who do you hate? And I'll go next.
I love Larsa and oh my gosh, I'm blanking out her name and I just had it on. Her husband's
and there's
a doctor.
Alexia, Lisa.
Lisa. I love Lisa. I love, love,
I'm
love Lisa.
I'm obsessed with Lisa too. Oh my God. I'm obsessed with her. We're kind of like Instagram friends. She is so funny.
There's she's so funny. She's so cute and so sweet. Like it's, she's hard. You can't not love her.
She's real, right? Like that's the vibe that I get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is going to be, I mean, she's totally going to hear this. If you keep this part in, please do guys, whoever's editing
this.
We will.
We love Lisa.
So there's this part where she's at dinner with her husband and I literally had to pause, rewind and record it to my friends.
Is this on the most recent one? With the parents?
Not the most recent episode, but the most recent like season. Yeah, I think it was like episode 2 or 3.
Okay.
So they're at dinner and she's like, babe, we still have our spark, right? Like we still have
I saw this.
And he was like, yeah, babe. Yep. Still got the spark. Like it was like so cringeworthy. And I'm sure it was like the editing and stuff, but it was comedic gold. I was like, whoever put that scene together needs an award. It was so funny.
It was so funny and so genuine too, because you can tell she's panicking and waiting for the perfect answer.
Exactly. You know? And he's probably like, you never know if like the husband's nervous to be on camera or it's like, he's actually genuinely, because you know, like they probably set so many lights in the restaurant. Everyone's like looking, it's very unnatural.
Yeah.
So like he might've been like panicking and gagging about that, but it just looked like he was like, babe, we don't have the spark. It was so funny. I was like, I would be dying if that was a scene with me and my husband.
The other one I love that's out now, like the new season's out now, is New Jersey, Housewives of New Jersey, which I love.
Oh, same. Did you actually watch, speaking of New Jersey, Teresa was just on the one with where they went up like to the island.
Yes.
It was like,
yeah, the Housewives Vacation.
Fucking Ramona.
I know. Ramona's just like, you know, she doesn't think ever. She just doesn't think. And I think she has, aside from having no filter, she just doesn't live her life like that. I've never met her personally. My mom has, because she meets all the women in New York, but sometimes you just want to hug her and be like, it's okay. Just stop talking.
Yeah. And sometimes you want to slap her.
Yeah. And sometimes you want to be like, shut the fuck up.
Right. It's fucking crazy. Like she's genuinely like, the word unhinged, like she's unhinged. It's amazing. Like she just like everything is an excuse. Like I need the biggest room, she said, or something like that. Cause she's
this
like, I'm the eldest.
This is the thing that she always like goes for the room that she needs and will kill people over it.
It's so fucking funny. Oh my God. I just love that franchise.
We need to have a marathon together.
I'm so down.
Hey, we're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back. All right, I don't want to keep you forever because it's...
Oh, no, it's like, fine.
All right, I want to play this little game that I have that I play with all my guests, Low Down and Dirty.
Obsessed.
So it's just a series of questions just for you to respond to. All right, if you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, what movie would you be watching?
Oh, my God, good one. Sorry, awkward. I'm like trying to think of an actual
movie. No, I don't. I'm thinking of one myself.
I don't know. I really like.
I think it could be two because that's fair.
I mean, okay, this is so, so whack, but there's this Jennifer Lawrence movie with, what's his name? He was married to Anna Faris.
Chris Pratt.
It's called Passenger.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know why we stumbled upon it, but I just have seen that movie probably like 100 times because it is just the movie we put on in the background.
Okay.
But I love that movie. I don't know why I love it so much. I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's the go-to.
I know why you do. I feel like why? I know why you do. Because one movie for me is like Ad Astra because it's just it's soothing enough and the colors are calm enough that you can just keep it on. And it's like a safe kind of feeling to watch it. It's weirdly.
That's what it is. You know what? Maybe it is the colors. I never thought about that.
And just something about space just always relaxes me. It just calms me.
That's what it is too. I just thought it was like a love story. I mean, it's like tragic. It's beautiful. I definitely have cried watching it the first few times, but yeah. Oh my God. My next movie, duh, Mean Girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Classic.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Of course.
That wouldn't be mine. I think I love Pretty Woman. It just always makes me happy. And then there's this Anne Margaret movie that I just love. I don't know if it would be like my third. It's called Kitten with a Whip. And it's black and white. It's so good. You have to watch it. She's basically this teenager who escapes this mental institution, and she has this horrible blonde wig in the movie, but it's just so fantastic to see her in it. And she ends up hiding.
Is she actually crazy?
Yes. So she ends up hiding at the senator's house, who's this man who's running for senator, and she just gives him hell the whole time during his campaign and is hiding in his house. Like,
oh, but he hates her. He doesn't like fall in love with her.
No, he's trying rid of her. And she's just trying to, she's just this kooky girl who invites her friends and is having a party. And then he has to hide and clean the house. And then she goes crazy on him and steals the car. I mean, it's just so good.
Obsessed. Is that us? I love it.
I think a little.
Oh my God. It sounds like us. Yes, exactly. Been there, done that.
Definitely. Okay.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to watch that.
You have to watch it. You have to watch it. I think it might only be on VHS, or maybe you can get it on like Apple TV or something. It's got to be somewhere. Amazon Prime maybe.
Kitten with a Whip. Yeah, you got to see
it. Kitten with a Whip. And I love the title too.
It's everything. It reminds me of like, it would be like a sexy, gorgeous, maybe not strip club, but like almost strip club and like, yes, or something like crazy. Yeah,
it lives up to the name, but not in that way, but that's what it comes across as, which is why it was so good for that time and why she was such a sex kitten.
Obsessed.
Okay. Perfect meal consists of.
Ooh, my favorite meal is. I mean, okay, funny story. I actually thought I was 50% Italian for like 20 years of my life. So I was like, my favorite meal is chicken parmesan. And then I did 23andMe. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, it's such a good one. And like, I feel like in like sub form, like a chicken parm sub, bye. So good.
Yeah.
And I just thought I was Italian. So I just would always say that. But I don't know. I feel like I have plenty of favorite meals. Like, wait, if I was on like death row.
Did you realize you weren't Italian?
Yes. Oh yeah. I didn't finish that. Wow. My ADD is really kicking in today. I did 23andMe and I'm like 0.3% Italian.
Okay. But you still have it in you.
I guess if you want to say that.
There.
It's there. But I think I like trained my palate for so long to just love like carbs and like meatballs and pasta and ravioli.
It's just like comfort food.
It is. Okay, so you like that food too. That's like your death row meal?
I mean, I love Italian. It's either that or Chinese food. Or like,
okay.
Is another. It's two
that
opposites.
That might be like my least favorite, actually. If I had to choose, but like obsessed with food. Where's your favorite restaurant? I need to know. I just thought of like Carbone with all this Italian food talk. I'm like,
actually,
ooh.
I would say in New York, it would be Carbone. I have one for every place. That's why I was thinking, because I was like, Nobu, Carbone.
Nobu, is that your LA, Nobu?
No, I actually haven't been to that one. My favorite restaurant in LA is Matsuhisa.
Oh, okay. Where is that again? On La Cienega?
On La Cienega, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been.
The original,
okay,
like Nobu.
OG, yeah. From the OG, yes.
Because when I got to LA recently, that's exactly where I went for dinner.
So good. Nothing like sushi in LA. Sushi,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's so good though. It's just like, I mean, now I'm going to want it more. I'm going to Nobu for dinner, so I'm good. I'm in the clear.
Oh, jelly.
I'll get my
jelly
craving.
Yes.
Okay. What's your bucket list vacation?
Ooh, I've always wanted to go to Greece. I've always wanted to do the Maldives. Or like, I don't know, I see those like huts on the water in Bora Bora. I know it's probably so I don't know, tacky is the word. It just is like everyone, I don't know. I feel like it's like everyone goes there, but it's so beautiful. I can't imagine like waking up and seeing like the bottom of the water, like the ocean with the water so clear. Like I would die.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I would recommend. You should go to the Maldives. You two should go there.
I want to. I don't know why we haven't.
Spend at least, I would say spend a 1 week.
Right.
Not longer.
Why?
Because I think it gets to you that you realize you're in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the ocean.
Okay.
Or at least stay at one resort and then move to another one.
Okay, cute.
Like hop around, like a little tour. So you have a change of scenery.
Right. Well, yeah, you were in Mykonos for a while. My sister went to your club. Yeah, I saw a video of you guys like partying. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, you bitch, jealous. I always wanted to go to Greece. Like that,
the only
like
thing
postcard,
is, it's become
like, with all the houses.
Yeah, it's become a little too overcrowded now at certain times of the summer. So it's better to kind of go before everyone, all the tourists kind of come, and then at the end of summer.
So right.
You have a nicer
so like
time.
Kind of.
It's not
better
a
crowd.
Rage fest. Yeah.
Okay. I feel you.
Okay.
I will keep that in mind for when I eventually go.
I need to ask you, who's your favorite designer?
Ooh. Right now, favorite designer is, honestly, I just will piggyback off of my tacky Bora Bora answer. My favorite designer right now is Gucci because the logo is Gigi and that's my name.
Okay, perfect. Well, you keep it chic, so...
It's just they can do no
it's
wrong in my head.
One.
I just love everything.
It's like I love Chanel because it's forever timeless. So same as Gucci.
I see you as like an Alaya.
That's my, it's Chanel and Alaya. It's so funny you said that.
I just pictured you in that like Alaya belt. You know, the leather, the lace one they have.
I like collect Alaya dresses, by the way.
Oh, really?
They're my favorite go-to dress. Because it's classy and it's
sexy.
Oh,
swear to God, I didn't know that. That's
so
weird.
It's because it's always classy, it's sexy, but it's not too much.
Right. I mean, I feel like anything that I have, Alaya, I got my girlfriend, I think I was at like Barney's in New York like years ago, and they were these gorgeous green, kind of like velvety, like ankle, like military-esque boots with treads on the bottom, and they're Alaya.
Their shoes last forever, too. They're the best.
The quality, bitch. I die. Yeah. And they didn't come in my size. And I think they were like $2,000. And I was like, I don't buy presents like this for my friends on a whim. I just don't. So I was like, these are so
That's
beautiful.
A really
you
nice
need to
gift,
have them.
By the way,
I couldn't believe myself.
Is not
I just
cheap.
It's not. And like $2,000 for shoe. It's like, that's really up there. But like I was just feeling it. I got them and then I gave them to her and they're too small. So she's never worn them. They're just sitting in her closet.
Maybe she can take, I don't know, get them stretched.
I know, right? I'm like, maybe give them to like the real and get another pair of Alaya shoes.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for talking to me. And I'm glad that we're in contact now. We'll stay in touch.
Yes. Thank you for having me on. Hey, Lowdown listeners.
Thank you for being on the Lowdown.
Yes, I had so much fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And have a great weekend. TGIF.
You too.
I was so surprised to hear that she loves fast food and doesn't work out. Wow, I mean, I wish I could do that. I can't wait to listen to Gigi's new podcast, and I know that I always have someone to call to discuss the crazy stuff that goes on The Real Housewives. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review this show wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. And if you loved what you heard, please share it with a friend. I'm Lindsay Lohan, and this has been The Lowdown.